Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. Can I speak with Maria Moroyoki, please?
This is her.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purposes for this survey, okay, and in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania?
Not registered at the moment. I'm not registered at the moment.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. And I know, okay, in what year were you born, just for qualification purposes?
What year? What is that for?
Uh-huh.
Why do you need to know
Excuse me? Just to make sure that we, because everybody does this political survey, need to be over 18, ma'am. But that's no problem. Let me ask you in a different way, okay? I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote at a chance of 50-50, or do you think you will vote?
I'm not sure. It depends on the candidates.
So would that be maybe probably 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your opinion?
The poverty.
Okay. Poverty. And anything else you can think?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Just it, right? They're just poverty. Okay.
Yes.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. And, okay, now thinking back, you know, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden, the Republican Donald Trump, or like many, did you skip that one?
I wasn't in the States for that election. I was overseas.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't even done my homework, so at this moment, probably nobody.
Okay, ma'am. Well, if the election were held like today, you know, and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I would probably vote independent.
Independent, okay. Lean towards. This would be like leaning towards them, okay? Some people, you know, feels more certain about, you know, who they plan to vote, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means that there's no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one will be Joe Biden, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Zero. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero, okay. All right, thank you. I remember thinking about the election this November. If the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate in your district?
I don't know. I don't like neither.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, which of the candidates would you lean towards, the Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Not really for neither.
Oh, I'll be just leaning towards one of them.
I don't like either of them, so I'd rather get killed than vote for either.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
If what?
If the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake? Those are the two candidates running for a state senate, okay? U.S. Senate.
I don't know, because I haven't done any homework on anybody at this time.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today, which candidate would you lean towards at this time? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would you say Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Really? Donald Trump tried to build a wall. I think I would go for the Democrat, even though they're both sorry.
Okay, so be Democrat Party much more or just Democrat Party somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Somewhat more, okay. All right, ma'am, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Say that one more time.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Being targeted in the protection raids?
Deportation, deportation raids.
Oh, deportation, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Deportation.
And what about
Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree that they should be, you know, that he should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted deportation raids?
I'm neutral.
Okay, no problem. All right, ma'am, and President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to the politics. I'm not in favor of either of them.
Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would that be a strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? That's just your opinion, ma'am, if you think that's right or wrong.
I don't really have an opinion at the moment.
Okay. All right, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Again, I'm neutral about it. I think that both parties are foul.
Okay, ma'am, now I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each one. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them, okay? The first one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Yes. Say that again. President Biden is what?
To protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
I guess I would somewhat
agree or somewhat disagree.
I don't know. I honestly, like I said, I don't watch the news. I don't pay attention to the politics.
Well,
so
ma'am, these are just, you know, different kinds of, you know, approaches, you know, about the President Biden to do, you know, to protect, you know, to take action and protect illegal immigrants. And they're just asking you if you agree or disagree with what he's doing, you know, or why he should protect, you know, should or should not protect undocumented immigrants. So it's just your, your opinion.
Yes, I think that they should be protected, yes.
Okay, would that be strongly or just somewhat agree with that?
I strongly agree.
Okay, the other one say President Biden should protect, you know, undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree with that?
That he should protect them?
Yes. All this is about protecting the immigrants, okay?
Yeah, I strongly agree.
Okay, the other one says President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of who have been, you know, living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. I strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. All right, and please tell me whether President Biden, you know, enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. Okay, the first one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
If, are we talking about protecting them?
No, this one is about whether Biden, you know, enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you more or less likely to vote for President Biden on 2024 election. You can say pretty much if you would, you know, after listening to that, would that make you much more likely to vote for him, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely? Or makes no difference one way or the other?
It doesn't make a difference.
Okay. All right, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for Biden, or makes no difference?
It makes no difference.
Okay. I remember a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you much more, somewhat less, much less likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
Makes no difference.
Okay, and a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely, or it makes no difference to you one way or the other to vote for him.
It makes no difference.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by insuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely to vote for Biden, or makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and the last one, say, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
No difference.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and please indicate whether if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned, so concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
That's Biden what? What did they do?
Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would that make you very concerned about the Democrats and Joe Biden, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I don't know.
this about being concerned, you know, about Joe Biden and the Democrats. They have failed to deliver and earn, you know, pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Would that make you very concerned or not?
I mean, it's somewhat concerning. Why haven't they done their job?
Okay, somewhat concerned. Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during that, you know, during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, not at all concerned?
Yeah. That's concerning.
Would that very, or just somewhat concerned?
Well, very, if you voted for them and they're not doing what they said.
Okay, what about Donald Trump and Republicans are, you know, use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
That's concerning, very.
Very. Okay, and the last one say Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Can you repeat that again?
Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
So you mean they're making more problems at the border?
Well, they cancel a bipartisan, means, you know, both parties, right? To deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border. But they, you know, they didn't do it. So to reform our immigration system. So they didn't do that. So would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned that they didn't do that? Just because they, you know, they believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. So would that be very concerned, just somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned? So that happened.
I mean, yeah, it is concerning, I guess.
Somewhat, or just very?
I mean, if they're not trying to do stuff,
Very. Okay. All right, ma'am. We almost finished with this survey. Okay. I only have a few more minutes to go, and we should be done with this. So I really appreciate your time and help. Okay. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, okay, even if neither are exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden's approach or Donald Trump's approach?
Biden.
Would that be much closer to your view or somewhat closer?
Somewhat
closer. Okay. Thank you. Okay, ma'am. And after hearing more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Independent.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
I do not.
Okay. No. Right. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read you one by one and you tell me yes or no. Okay. The first one is WhatsApp. Yes or no?
No.
MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
No.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
OAN or Newsmax?
No.
Instagram?
No.
Spanish radio or radio programs?
No.
Facebook?
No.
Fox News channels or websites?
No.
TikTok?
Yes.
and YouTube?
No.
No, okay. All right, ma'am. Finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, okay? From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Mexico and Arizona, the United States.
Okay, so it'd be Mexico. All right, ma'am, and were you born in the United States mainland or on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
I was born in the United States.
Okay. All right, ma'am, were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My father was born in Mexico.
So another country, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, and what language do you primarily speak in your home? Would that be always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, or always Spanish?
More English than Spanish.
Okay, so more English than Spanish, right? More English than Spanish. Mm-hmm. All right, and then generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Independent.
Okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or Republican Party?
Neither. I don't like either.
Okay. No problem. And thinking in political terms, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Probably moderate.
Moderate, okay. All right, ma'am, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would that be some college but no degree, including community college, some college or coursework, associate degree, or four-year college graduate or bachelor's degree?
I have associate's degree.
Associate degree, okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your religion, if any?
Christian.
Okay, Christian. Would that be evangelical or other?
Other.
Okay, so just Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me write this down. Christian. All right. Okay, and finally, strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, ma'am?
Maria.
Maria, okay. Okay, Maria, thank you for your time. You are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in research, are compensated for their time and in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth, in-depth and open-ended way. We can know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Would that be a yes or no?
No, thank you.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. All right, this concludes our survey. I really thank you so much for this time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.